give us an update as to kind of the progress of your early off season here already.
Everything went well. Had it done on Monday, and got everything fixed up, and Doc said he expects a full recovery.
What did they find in there, and can you finally diagnose it here?
Found exactly what we thought. It was a labral issue, and got in there. They found exactly what we thought it was going to be, and structurally around the cartilage, everything looked really good. So that was a good sign, and should be feeling pretty good here in a month or two.
A little different than for you, maybe, than someone like Blake, who played all the games down the stretch. But what's the feeling overall on a day like today, when it's sort of saying goodbye and no playoff hockey here?
Certainly expected more from our group this year. We'll have to, each and every guy will have to evaluate, the year here in the next week or two, and really look in the mirror and see how we can come back at camp and help the team get better. And it's whenever you finish where we did, it's never a good feeling. I've been in this position before, and it really comes down to a mindset and coming in with team confidence, and that's what we have to do coming into September.
Can you put your finger on what changed maybe this year compared to last year?
I haven't looked at it in depth just yet, but we can make it. One of the points would probably be special teams. We definitely can get better at that. You look at some of the games that we had this year, we lost a special teams battle, and then ultimately, left us without 2 points, leaving the rink a bunch of times. So that's probably one of the things. We'll get a little bit more in depth looking at it here in the next week or so.
Who do you think this group needs to have captain maybe from the start of next season? Or would you like to see him
somewhere this year? I think we will. I'd be surprised if we didn't. But whether that happens in the next week, in the next month, or after camp, I don't think it'll be too much of a distraction for our group.
You may have had a chance to watch some of the games down the stretch, like off the ice. What did you see? Did you notice anything about the way the team's playing at all that maybe you wouldn't?
There weren't many times. Not only in the games that I watched here at the end, but throughout the whole year where, we faulted our effort. I think with the group we had, all the guys, we want to win. And, I think it shows that. But, I think we can be smarter, obviously, in the way we play, in our team defense especially. The things that we have to do to get better at that, we'll have to look at a little bit better here and talk about it throughout the summer.
A lot of talk that some of this year's problems were growing pains from youth. What do you think of the prospect of this team being even younger next year, which is what we've been suggested?
We for sure got younger this year, but you look at the young guys that we have and how they came into the room, and the young guys that we have, they want to get better, and they showed that right even from the start of the year. They were very receptive to the older guys, giving them advice and trying to help them out as much as we could. And the improvement we saw with them, I thought was very promising. I think they're going to come in next year with a lot more confidence. Stepping into bigger roles. And, if we happen to get some more young guys next year, we'll try and fast-track them along as much as we can. It's all we can do.
Your name's been tossed out there as a possible captain option for next year. Any thoughts on that?
It would be a huge honor. I really love this group. Ever since the trade happened last year, I was going through a whirlwind of emotion, and you know, the guys in the room, you know, took us in, you know, right away. And, you know, I really felt like home right from day one. And, you know, it was a good feeling to have with, you know, with the group of guys that we have. It'd be a great group to win with. And, you know, it'd be a huge honor to be acknowledged as one of the leaders on the team. But, you know, ever since I came in as well, there's a handful of guys that, you know, really show what it means to be a professional and how to be accountable on guys. And, you know, there's a handful of guys that would be good picks.
As one of the leaders on this team, is there a message you send the younger guys off with into their first offseason?
Looking back at when I was young, I think one of the mistakes I made was, you know, coming out of that first year, maybe thought things were going to get a little bit easier now that it was the second year. And, you know, I think one of the things I would tell them is be prepared to come in and work even harder coming into your second year, and don't take anything for granted.
Thanks.
Yeah.